New rules from the state Thursday forbid bars and restaurants to sell alcohol without selling food. Specific guidance has yet to be issued, but Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said he expects to see creative ways to keep business going in central New York. McMahon believes the policy was largely driven by downstate behaviors.
We have not had any outbreak related to restaurants or bars. Zero. That doesn't mean that won't happen in the future, but I do get the concern that you don't want dozens of people lined up around a bar when you're trying to physical distance and starve a virus. We haven't had that problem here. When we've had the problem, we find bars. One of them voluntarily shut down because they couldn't keep people under control.
McMahon said bars and restaurants are the easiest places to regulate because they are already in contact with the county health department. There were 37 new cases Thursday, with 18 of them from community spread. County health data shows that 44% of new coronavirus cases this week are from people under the age of 40. McMahon said while younger people are less likely to get very sick, they could spread the virus to someone who could.
You know, some of these household contacts are mom and dad. And mom and dad aren't in their teens or early 20s. Mom and dad are in their 40s or 50s. And everybody responds differently to this virus. Nobody's 100% safe.
Universal testing is still available at the Syracuse Community Health Center, but test return times are increasing. The spike in cases across the country has resulted in a greater stress on processing labs. McMahon said the county is working on new lab partnerships to create an infrastructure strong enough ahead of the school year and the return of college students. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.